The human mind stores some of the images it sees. This stored information is regularly recalled to be used again. When you see an object or a person for the first time, for example, a file opens in your memory for that object. Later, when you come across the same image, the file opens again, and the image within is compared with the image of the present object. In this way, you determine what you are looking at. This system functions automatically in the brains of all human beings, from babies just beginning to learn all about everything, to the elderly. The importance of this subject emerges more clearly when one considers what would happen in the absence of this system, which functions throughout our lives without our being aware of it. For example, the elderly man you are now seeing on the screen is trying to recognize people in the pictures being shown him by a doctor. Yet, due to an accident, the information in his memory disappears within a very short space of time.
Looks familiar, but I don't know who it is. I can't tell you who it is.
Yet one of the people he claims not to recognize is his wife of 48 years. Another is his grandchild, with whom he was walking about hand in hand just a short while before. This person has lost the ability to perceive people's faces as the result of brain surgery. He describes the situation in his own words.
One of the first instances where I realized that I didn't recognize faces was when my son was standing in front of a store with two friends. I figured, I have to know at least one of these three kids. So I was studying their faces as I walked directly towards them. I had no idea who any of them were until the one in the center went, "Hi, Dad." Trying to find someone, no matter how well I know them, is an impossible task for me. I've had to go to the beach to look for the kids. Well, how do I find my two kids out of all of these people on the beach?
His son describes his father's disorder thus.
You know, like, when you look at me, you can see my whole face in one picture. You can see if I have small ears, big ears, a small nose, what color my eyes are. He would have to look at you closely. He could look at your left eye, then he could look at your nose, then he could look at your lips and your mouth. But his problem is he can't put it all together into one picture.
It can clearly be seen here that if the requisite functions were not constantly performed in your brain, then you would be unable to recognize the environment you live in, or your loved ones. These words from the man we saw a little earlier once again remind us of the importance of this fact.
I never realized how important facial recognition was until I lost it.
Let us once again review the processes that take place in our brain to recognize what we are seeing now. The mind records certain images and stores them for regular reuse. But where and how are these images recorded? How and by whom are they recovered? A computer records all data on a hard or floppy disk, but the amount of data it can store is limited to those disk's capacity. Yet the brain can easily store millions of images in a piece of flesh. God creates miracles in the depths of the human body, in tiny points too small to be seen with the naked eye, that far exceed human understanding. The sense of sight and the flawless systems within it reveal to us God's infinite might. Everything at every moment, every image we perceive, comes about only through the will of God. For that reason, every second we see represents a separate test for us. The truth is revealed in the Quran. We created man from a mingled drop to test him, and we made him hearing and seeing.